Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional. They're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.
They feel like if I don't do Facebook ads, if I'm not on TikTok, or if I'm not on YouTube, or if I'm not like building this funnel or that funnel or doing this thing and that thing, if I'm not doing it all together, then I'm losing opportunity. You have to make a decision. You have to go all in on one thing and decide. And making a decision, it was interesting because he said a decision is the Latin root word for decision is to cut off. So you literally cut off all other opportunities and you focus in on one thing.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio or wherever you're tuning in. I'm excited for today because I got a special guest with me today, a guy that has become, I feel like we went from I knew who you were and then colleague and now friend. And we've kind of, we've ascended up the friend value ladder together like that.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show, Austin Ford. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Super excited to be here. Yeah, I think I got outside the friend zone. I got Steve Larson in my phone now, so.
But we're out of the friend zone. I thought we were in the
No. Into the friend zone. Excuse me. Into the friend zone.
Oof, we haven't defined the relationship.
I scared you there a little bit.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm really excited that you're here, though, honestly, man. And for everyone who doesn't know, Austin's going to be coming and speaking at Offer Launch. Very excited for that event. Go get your ticket. But I'm jacked that you're speaking. And just people, I think it's weird for me to not see you without a crown on.
Okay.
So that's a little new. Yeah, there it is. No, that's just how I always envision you. I'm sure I'm with the red pig and you're with the crown. But hey, could you kind of tell people how you got started in the space? Because you got a crazy cool journey. And I feel like we've kind of been running parallel for years, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll start it off by saying, like, Steve, how many people do you know out there, like coaches, experts, consultants, who are hustling and bustling, they're just working their butt off and they're just struggling to make six or even seven figures in an entire year? You know a lot of those people?
Very common.
We just see it in our space a lot. And what I'm going to be talking about today is how to make six or even seven figures using virtual events or online challenges. So I've been dubbed as the Challenge King from Russell, and that's why I wear that crown or whatnot. But good question. How did I get started? So, man, back in the day, I was running an agency and I was a jack of all trades. So, like, if you needed
a lot of us.
Yeah. We're just doing anything we can to make money, right? I mean, if you needed like a webinar funnel built, I was your guy. If you needed a supplement funnel built, I was your dude. If you needed a high ticket application funnel built, I would be the one trying to sell you that funnel. And yeah, dude. So, I mean, there was this time when my wife came in into the door, into my office, and she was just like, man, are we even going to make it this month? Oof. And I was just like, oof. Have you ever been in a situation where you just needed to put food on the table? You just needed to put some money in the bank? Well, that's where I was, right? And I was, the problem with being a jack of all trades is that you don't price yourself accordingly and your delivery sucks. It's treacherous because you're always having to reinvent the wheel and go deliver something new, right? So I was selling all these funnels to everybody and I was so desperate that I was like, man, I just got to make a sale right now. And I had a sales call lined up that day. And I was like, I just got to sell this guy. Like, no matter what he wants, I'm going to deliver it. Got on the phone with the guy and he was like, hey, dude, I need a video sales letter. And I was like, I'm your dude. I can build your video sales letter. No problem. I'll go figure it out and figure out how to do it. And then I blurted out $500. And the guy could see the desperateness on my face. And he was just like, man, I'm probably going to lose this $500, but all right. So he gave me the $500, completely blew it, went out, started learning all these things about video sales letters, came back to him, put this video sales letter together, $1 million in 8 months. You know what that did to me, Steve? I was like looking at that. I was in the guy's account and I was hitting the refresh button. I was like, I just saw thousands of dollars rolling every day. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I do this for myself? So anyways, a lot of stuff happened. I ended up making a post in the 2-Pound Club X coaching program, which you were one of the coaches in that program. And I was just like, man, I'm not going to make it next month. Like, my credit card's maxed out. Can't pay for my team. I can barely make any money to afford this coaching program. I need some money for personal use and whatever. And I remember like you reaching out to me. And Coach Steve was like, hey, dude, let's jump on a Zoom call. I was like, all right. So we got on a Zoom call. We got in front of all these other people in the 2-Pound Club X coaching program. And when I made that post, I had like 98 comments. And guess what they were asking me, Steve? They were asking me, what do you do? How do you help people? What problem do you solve? Maybe I know somebody. Maybe somebody can throw money your way. Just like, let us know what you do. And so you saw all those comments. I saw it. We got on the phone together. We live streamed this inside the 2-Pound Club X coaching program. And they were all like, or you asked me, you were like, dude, did you see those comments? And I was just like, yeah. He's like, what did they say? I was just basically like, they don't know what I do. Like, and then you were like, that's right. And Coach Steve came out and he started yelling at me. He's like, that's right. You're nobody. You don't, like, nobody knows who you are, what you do, or what problem you solve. You need the niche down. So anyways, after that call, I spent a little time, extra time thinking about that, struggled a little bit more. I was on a 2-Pound Club X cruise, drinking a mojito, and I was talking to somebody else, and they told me the exact same thing. And then just right there, I made a decision. I made a decision to go all in on becoming the Challenge Funnel King. I had no idea what a challenge was. Somebody just said something on the ship. And I ended up picking my little toothpick out of my drink, of my mojito, the little umbrella thing. And I found a piece of bar gum and I like stuck it on the bar and I put it in there. And I was like, I'm going to be the Challenge Funnel King. So then right after that, I jumped off the ship, swam back to Florida. And that's when I became a funnel hacker, right? I started like swiping my credit card, dissecting, hacking all these different virtual events, all these different challenges. And like, I would literally, like, check this thing out. I don't know if this is going to go on YouTube or what you're doing with this video, but like, I would like literally, do you see that? I don't see my screen, but
yeah,
I would literally like dissect the entire virtual event. So this is like Grant Cardone's 5-day challenge. Like everything from like the outline of the challenge to the traffic, how did he run traffic to the funnel? I figured out like how did they sell tickets? What was all the emails, the automations, how they got people to the event? And finally, all the back end stuff after that. But anyways, yeah, dude, like, I just made a decision to go all in on just doing virtual events and challenges. And when I made that decision, I had my first 100K day after I did my own event. So
nice,
I was just like,
man. That's awesome, dude. That changes everything.
It does.
I just remember like the scales of belief just fell from my eyes when I saw that the first time. I was like, oh my gosh, if you can do 100 grand in a day, like adding another zero may not be as crazy as I thought, you know, and it just goes up from there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so psyched for people to come hear you speak, because I think that's what, it's too easy to get too good at too much with this space. And it happened to all of us. Even in 2020, Russell sent me a message. He goes, dude, I see you getting too good at too much again. And he's like, get down. I was like, oh, dang it. You know what I mean? Like, it just happens to all of us who are natural problem solvers, which is probably why we're an entrepreneur. But then, it also guides you down this path of not being very well, you're not defined enough to even buy from.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So then what happened there?
Well, I just want to hit on what you just said there, because I think that's so important, because most entrepreneurs, the reason they don't niche down and go all in on like one thing is usually because they feel like they're losing opportunity.
Yeah.
They feel like if I don't, do Facebook ads, or if I'm not on TikTok, or if I'm not on YouTube, or if I'm not like building this funnel or that funnel or doing this thing and that thing, if I'm not doing it all together, then I'm losing opportunity. You have to make a decision. You have to go all in on one thing and decide. And making a decision it was interesting because he said a decision is, the Latin root word for decision is to cut off. So you literally cut off all other opportunities and you focus in on one thing. But it's interesting because as entrepreneurs, we feel like we're losing out, but we're actually gaining so much more, so much more insight by just focusing on one thing.
True. And you're able to say like, oh, I'm the this person, In fact, that was what Russell for a long time really struggled with. He's like, I would walk into events and everyone would say, what are you? And he's like, oh, I can do everything. But that guy over there, that's the webinar guy. That lady over there, yes, she writes the emails. That person over there, and Russell's like, I could do everything. When in reality, probably most of us can do at least a good enough job to make money at most skill sets, but it's just not sellable.
Yeah, man. No, have the right people around you.
Yeah, totally. Well, so you started out as the challenge king. And I remember when Russell kind of dubbed you as like the challenge. That was kind of before challenges even like became like wickedly popular, right? I mean, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
You've really mastered them for a super long time. How did that translate into the virtual event space?
I found out that the 5-day challenge model is the exact, like you use the exact same model if you're doing a 1-day event, or you're doing a 2-day event, or you're doing a 3-day event, or you're doing a 5-day challenge. It's the exact same thing. So really, like, a virtual event to me is just hosting an experience where people are going to come in, get a specific result in a specific time frame. And then you're basically there, not really to teach them the how of getting the result, but by helping them become a new person who operates at a different level so that they can be the person to have ownership in the thing that you're teaching, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, dude, after going through like tons of different challenges, I started exploring tons of different virtual events. Like most recently, we just went through Matthew McConaughey's entire, I think he did a 1-day event, right? It was a 1-day event.
Yeah, it wasn't long. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they sold a subscription. Plus it was like I think it was a $400 course afterwards. Anyways, and we should talk about that, because the big lever there wasn't really what they were selling. It was the audience that Matthew McConaughey brought to the table for that. But to finish up.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th.
John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of chief ads officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Your question. Yeah, dude, I decided, I wonder if I could just do the 5-day challenge in a day. And I've been calling it a super workshop. And we recently just got done doing an event in the real estate space, 300K in a single day. here's the tire kicker too. 64 people in the room.
64 people, 300K. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. That's incredible. It's the same thing. It's like day one, I'm usually teaching like origin story of the system. Day two is like system reveal. Day three, four, and five are like breaking down the system and overcoming everybody's internal objections about doing the thing, right? And the external objections. And then it's the pitch. It's like, it's the same thing, but instead of doing day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, session one, session two, session three, session four, session five.
That's brilliant. That's smart. Yeah, it's funny. The day I realized, it's like, oh my gosh, events are just stretched webinars. You know, they're really pulled out, and it's like the same. It's really fascinating. The time has little to do with it, so long as you can keep their attention. That's fascinating. So, okay, the question, and I know that you're gonna go through this a little more at the actual events at Offer Launch, but what I've noticed is that people won't even go look at doing an event themselves because they can't even conceive how they get traffic. And so they didn't even get started. You know what I mean? I don't have an audience. I don't have a list. So I can't even get started. Therefore I'm out. And they just sign out. When in really, I was just talking about this in a coaching call like 2 hours ago, that I think doing an event is one of the best ways to introduce yourself to a market and like gain market share. What's one of your favorite ways to like get traffic?
I actually teach on these things. I call them the 8 weapons of iconic influence. And basically what they are is they're mental triggers that cause your audience a desire to buy or obtain your products based on principles of human psychology, right? And there's 8 of these things. And one of them is actually authority. So when you do an event, like think about authority. What is authority? Authority is if you want to be like more influential, it pays to be seen as an authority. Now notice, Steve, I did not say be an authority. I said be seen as an authority. So as soon as somebody does an event or they do a challenge and they say, hey, I'm doing an event about launching your offers, aka Steve Larson, what does that do? It's instant credibility. They're just like, oh, he knows something about launching offers. So he's having an event called Offer Launch, right?
Yeah.
So it's instant credibility. Now, the cool thing is, too, when you start delivering content during your event and even with having guest speakers come in, right, your authority increases as you deliver high quality value and content. Right. So authority is such a great thing. And like that's the thing is like if you have an audience problem, just go run an event because all of a sudden now you're an expert in that category. You'll be talking about a particular subject and it's the best way to invite other speakers to come speak at your event and drive traffic to your event. Right. I mean, that's what you're doing right now. It's like,
subliminal
messaging right now.
It's so funny, man. Yeah. Anytime I've had a major shift in what I produce or provide for a marketplace, I throw an event. It's just the best way to like educate people on what you're doing and get it out there. Absolutely. Yeah. And so you fill these events up a lot of times collaborating with other people and I do the same thing.
So I'll tell you exactly like Typically, what we do is we do paid events. I like paid challenges, paid workshops. Like, I like paid stuff because people who pay, pay attention. We all know that, right? Free is a whole nother story. I've done a lot of, I call them hybrid challenges or hybrid events where it's free plus a VIP upgrade, whatever that is. I've done a lot of those and it's a whole nother beast, but they still work really well. But I love paid events because the cool thing is, if you have a Facebook group or you have a YouTube channel or you have an Instagram or you got a TikTok or you got something with a huge audience, I could be like, yo, Steve, dude, I would love to pay you $4,000 to come talk to your audience for an hour. And what are you going to do, Steve?
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to be like, I'm interested. And then so that's the hook. You get them in. And then basically after that, you're like, okay, well, here's how it works. Banana peel. Basically, what we're going to do is I'm going to come on, talk for an hour, and then sell tickets to my event. I'm going to give you 100% commission for all ticket sales because I don't care about the front end.
Yeah, it's not the point.
I care about the back end, right? Selling the high ticket thing.
Yeah, I think that's super smart. It's awesome. That's powerful.
So people can leverage an event and go speak in other groups about their event to sell tickets to the event. And this is the crazy part. Like, oh my God, so many people are so focused on how do I get my funnel to convert better? Or how do I get my event to convert better? And you know what I say, Steve? Who gives a crap? No. Like, who cares? Let's just say, like, and I'm going to explain. Let's just say you're doing an event. Let's say you do an event and you get a 10% conversion after your event for a 25K program. Awesome. So that means every 100 people you get there, you make $250,000. Okay, great. 10%, that's not really that great, but it's good. Typically, we get 20% conversion. So now it's like, okay, instead of trying to be better and force, you know, better conversions and be a 21%. Better speaker, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's the opposite. How about you just get 1,000 people in the room instead of 100?
Yeah.
And you do the same thing.
Yeah. I totally agree. I was talking to someone about this also. It's like, hey, look, like honestly, after the funnel is built and like the things, I don't really spend any time optimizing. I'm just out there in the market making noise. You know, that's way easier than like upset. You know, if you're running paid traffic and if someone's like running the same offer for years and years, sure. But for an events and things like it doesn't matter as much. It's more forgiving of a situation. Hey, I want to ask another thing here. Like, all right, so you do a lot of events and which I love. You do a lot of challenges, which I also do. Those are like my two favorite things, challenges and events. It'd be really fun to just riff on this at another time when we have more time here. But like, what do you see the internet marketers, entrepreneurs, funnel land kind of people like really stubbing their toe on right now when it comes to events and virtual events and challenges and such? But they think that they're doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I'm doing this because it's amazing. And you're like, oh, it's actually not that way. Like, what comes to mind when I say that?
For me, what comes to mind is I feel like they focus a lot on, again, the event. And then they're like trying to perfect that and perfect the funnel for the event. And honestly, none of that matters. What matters is the pre-launch and the pre-launch leading up to the actual event itself to build hype. Because let's be honest, it's like a recipe. If you don't fill your event, then you're not going to do what?
No one's going to come. You're not going to sell.
No one. You're not going to have an event. And you won't have anything to say to anybody. So you have to get people to your event. Then you got to say something great. And the only way to get sales is to have people at your event, right? So you got to get people to your event. So yeah, it's all, for me, it's all about the pre-launch and executing that correctly. And that's one of the things I'm actually going to be talking about at your event. I call it the pressure launch. It works great. I mean, we still do it to this day. And I'll just give you a little piece of it. My favorite part about the launch is the first thing we do is we go and ask the marketplace, right? Whether it's our own list or it's somebody else's list, we ask them like, hey, we're doing an event about blah, blah, blah. What would you like to learn at this event? And they give us all this ammo, this stuff. They're like, it's an ask campaign. They give us all this stuff. And then we take literally the questions that they said for coming to the event, and we put that on the sales page and we put that on all the other messaging for the event, right? So we use their words to fuel the launch, and it's so critical. And most people don't do it.
No, or it's too automated. You know, there's no, I feel like it's like this blanket statement. I think this shotgun blanket statement style marketing is really awesome, but there's also a huge benefit to just having small numbers, a 64 person event where you can get really high touch and message each person individually. It doesn't have to be tens of thousands of people, you know?
No, it doesn't.
A lot of people out also. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually, you know, I found that smaller events convert better.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole thing. A lot of people in the event space, they teach the model like do a challenge. And then after the challenge, do like a 2-day workshop. And then after the 2-day workshop, then sell your mastermind. I'm like, screw that. I'm just going to do the challenge and sell the mastermind.
Yeah. Go straight to it.
So much less work. You can always, I know we're running out of time, but dude,
let's bet.
So Anik, you know who Anik Sigal is?
Yeah. Awesome guy.
Okay. There's these things called extension funnels. Have you ever heard about this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Dude, it's like you do an event, just sell the highest ticket thing first. And then guess what? You can downsell everybody else to somebody else after the event, after they don't buy.
Yeah.
Like, and then like it, you'll just keep dripping on for like 30 to 60 days. It's called an extension funnel. You're remarketing it. You're packaging it a different way. You turn it into a sideways sales letter. They watch each session individually, like all this crazy stuff.
The repurposing that comes from an event is insane. And I think it's like wildly, for the most part, super untapped. Like a lot of people don't do anything with their event after it's done. Like, well, that was fun and a ton of work. Let's do a different one, totally different, and never leverage. Oh man. Hey, you're the man, dude. I'm really excited to hear you speak. It's going to be awesome. We're all blessed to hear you as well. It's going to be awesome, but thanks for coming. Really, really psyched. Looking forward to hearing you blow minds, man. It's been fun to watch. Just like you just put it in gear and just exploded. You know, it's been so cool.
Been really cool. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you too. I'm excited to hang out and, just, you know, rub shoulders with the great Steve Larson.
Me too, with the great Austin. Let's chat again when you're, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about the fact there's a book coming up, but I just did. So.
Oh yeah. 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 Psyched about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So Steve Larson's actually, we got a book coming out called The 5-Day Challenge Unlocked. It's by Brendan McCauley and me. Yeah. And this is actually going to be forwarded by Steve Larson. So we're going to put Steve Larson's name up here. So we're excited about that too.
That's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it. You guys are two of the best to learn from. So psyched for it. Anyway, hey, thanks so much, man. And everyone go get your ticket at offerlaunch.com and get your mind blown. It's not as hard to. Someone was saying to me the other day that it's harder than ever to win. And I actually say the exact opposite. It has never been easier to win. And all the new tech is actually an advantage and is going to be a wide open field because all these people are getting scared and pulling back, which means it's a land grab. So come learn how to grab that land from Austin and guys like myself. And we'll see you there. Thanks, man.
Yep. Bye, everyone.